Hi, it's Max McCogan here. Sunday, 5th of January 2014. It's just after 4 p.m. I'm heading home. Been out a walk to stretch the legs. It's been a right dreich day today again. Terrible day. Now the skies are clearing, but not totally. Still some nasty clouds about. It's meant the temperature's dropped quite a bit actually since I come out of the house. But no matter, it's good to get out and about, stretch the legs, breathe in some of God's fresh air. And of course listening to audio booze while I'm out and about. Listen to a few while I've been out. I haven't had much of a chance today, to be honest with you. So you know, it's not just the fresh air and stretching the legs, it's keeping contact with my friends out there in audio booze land. So I've just listened to some excellent stereo sounds from Adrian Mix at TurboStream. Great captures Adrian's doing just now, and his travel logs and his canal walks and his church bells. He's doing great stuff there. And he was talking about binaural mics and how we all kind of got kicked into this through Audrey Louie Freaky Foof. I think he said that Bernie Goldbach at Top God had mentioned the use of mics, and Ian Cath's now doing some stuff. It's brilliant. But Adrian said that he was using the binaural recordings just for his own benefit, really. Just wanted to experiment and capture sounds as best as he can. And you know, that's what it's all about. Actually, it's having fun with audio. I mean, it doesn't matter how far you go down the line, whether you go for one of those beautiful, fantastically expensive Jekyll and discs that Andre's got, which creates amazing sound. But I've got binaural microphones now too. But I didn't buy them purely for, you know, experimenting and that. It was also to be able to use in public places. I mean, I'm walking through the park just now with my Zoom H2N in my hand, with a shaggy spoffle on top. And I have used it through the town, but there's many a place where you can't use it. You simply can't walk away. You either get people coming up to you and asking you what the hell you're up to, or you got weird looks. Well, the best thing is not to look around while you're doing it so you don't see the weird looks. But what I'm trying to say is, I got the binaural mics for, I use this word loosely, covert, not in the nasty, I spy sense, but where I can use them, where I'm not having to hold a microphone up in front of me. And that is the reason I got them. The fact that they can produce excellent sounds is just a bonus as far as I'm concerned. But to be honest, I think this device I've got, this H2N, which I'm using just now, can capture equally as good sounds. If I send the amplification up even higher on the input, I'll be able to capture a reed warbler 3 miles away. But also pick up every diesel engine, truck, train and tractor all around as well. And yeah, those things in the sky. But anyway, so that's binaural stuff. Put that to the back. Great sounds, Adrian. I've also listened to Bernie Topgold talk about his notes taking and reminders, and he uses Toodledoo, and he was talking about Phil at Daylight Gambler. And I had listened to Phil's audio yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, pretty sure it was. About how he was trying to organise himself better for 2014. And it's kind of spurred me listening to Bernie talk about getting back into some kind of proper organisation, maybe using Evernote. I have Evernote, and I think when I was using it, it was a great app, a great program, especially the web capture feature. But as many of you know, I'm a note card guy. Even in my back pocket at this current time, there's several blank note papers to be scribbled on at will. But I really like to get really organised and do it, not professionally, but do it in a technical manner rather than having note cards all over the place. And I guess it's down to what Bernie was saying about Phil, about getting up in the morning or even the night before and spending some time, you know, revising your list and say, okay, that's priority and I must do that. So maybe in the mornings I need to get up and instead of checking emails, Twitter or Google Plus or all those wonderful platforms out there in the morning, maybe the first thing I should be doing in the morning, if anything technical, is to open Evernote and use that properly. And once I've done that, then go look, see the other things. So maybe it's all down to me just getting reorganising myself, get some kind of structure that's going to work. I'll have another go. I'm not guarantee I won't be still scribbling on cards, you know, 6 months from now. But we'll see. I'm going to give it a go anyway. So thanks for the motivation there, guys, and that. Listen to a wonderful story. Garden Olympics from Roger Overall and Emily and Keela the dog. What a wonderful, wonderful story that was. You know, and when I listen to these children, and I use that term loosely nowadays, these children are way ahead of even when my kids were when they were that age. So confident, so so intelligent, so clever, so what's the word I'm looking for? You know, communicative. Is that a word? Hell, you know what I mean? You know, just they can talk, they can hold conversations at an early age. It's just fantastic stuff. So that was an excellent wee tale. And I listened to Paul O'Mahony at the Money Blog, one of his other wee tales of in between jobs, as it were, which was kicked off originally by, again, Phil at Daily Gambler. And this time Paul was in the sweeties, the chocolate factory. And, you know, I laughed when I came to the bit, said that if you had warm hands, you couldn't put the little wiggle of chocolate on top of the chocolates, because it needed cold hands, cold fingers to drip, as it were, the chocolate off the fingertips onto the top of the chocolate and create the wee wiggle. And I had this mental picture of all these ladies, cold-handed ladies, standing along a line of chocolates coming through the wee flap with a pot of chocolate next to them, hot chocolate, and sticking their cold fingers into it and then going squiggle, 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 dip, squiggle, squiggle, dip. I just had this mental picture. And I also thought I would be brilliant at that job. Well, maybe not through the squiggle, but I've got a white finger. My fingers at the moment are really, really cold. And I've got fleece-lined leather Italian gloves, which used to keep them warm. It doesn't do it anymore. So my fingers are pretty much cold anytime. And that would be great. I could get that job. If I'm really stuck, I'll see. It kind of reminded me of the other audio I heard. Now, who was it that mentioned this audio about? Oh, I think it may have been Paul again. It may have been Paul about eating when you start in the factories. That the company says, yeah, go ahead, eat all the chocolates you want. We don't care. Go on, help yourself. And pretty much within 2 weeks, you have sickened yourself off and never eat another chocolate. But I remember when I was young, when we were young, and my mum had a job in Duncan's Chocolate Factory in Edinburgh. She used to travel through by, it was a organised bus for the company. And she'd go through and could always come back in the late evenings. And on a Friday, that was the day that they were allowed to buy the seconds. And these came in just plain wee cardboard boxes. If I can remember right, about 6 inches tall by about 2 by 3, something like that. And they were very plain cardboard, but they were packed. It could have been hazelnut whirls or any kind of chocolate that were seconds. And they kept these to the end of the week. And by the end of the week, what they did was they allowed all the workers to go to a wee counter at the back and purchase from the wages any amount of seconds that they wanted. So I always look forward to a Friday night when my mother came home with those. It was a real treat. As I said, we didn't have much in the day. When my mum came home with these chocolates, it was fantastic. It was like Christmas every Friday. And that kind of relates also to a relative of mine, so we worked in the biscuit factory through in Edinburgh, and that was pretty much the same. He just said, yeah, help yourself. Any of those chocolate Viscounts you want, stick them down your throat. Eat all the biscuits you want, pretty much within a week or two. Sickened ourselves off. So it's a good policy, isn't it? You know, I've often wondered if the people who get started in a distillery are told the same. Hell, go ahead, drink what you want. Go on, drink all you want. You know, any malt that we've got, bang in there. You know, would you be sickened off? You'd certainly be pissed drunk. But would you be sickened off after 2 weeks? I'm not so sure. And I'm not so sure they have that policy in distilleries or in breweries for that matter. So, listen to some good stuff. And that's what makes audio booze so wonderful. It's that eclectic mix of audio, serious stuff, technical stuff, home stuff, fun, and binaural sounds. It's brilliant, it's brilliant. I'll tell you something though, at the end, something just jumped into my mind there before I hit the big road. And something I meant to do a separate audio boo about, but I'll just do it now. I've got a couple of minutes. And that is smells. Up till a few weeks ago, and for months before that, in the evenings when I've sat in my big chair, watching telly, the smell of stale fag reek would come into my mind. My brain nerves detected. When I say fag reek, for those people who don't understand what fag reek is, cigarette smoke, stale cigarette smoke. My dad was a heavy smoker all his days. Well, pretty much up until he was taken into care. He was a heavy smoker. And I was tying this in with my mind and saying, you know, is this my dad? Is this my dad saying to, you know, because I've never experienced before and he's been dead for a few years now. But this smell, and I would sit and go, yeah, it's definitely fag reek. And that lasted for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then all of a sudden, I didn't notice it disappearing, but I noticed that it was replaced by the smell of damp wood. And for about 2 or 3 weeks there, I was smelling damp wood. Now, this was just coming straight out of nowhere. I'd been sitting for a while. I hadn't done anything in particular. I hadn't moved about. And then this smell of damp wood came into my brain. And I had that for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then that's changed. And it became stale urine. You know, pee, in other words. And I thought, is it me? God, can't be for me. Mary would tell me if I smelled like pee. So I would get up and I'd go into the toilet. I didn't need to with the first two because I knew I wasn't eating damp wood or smoking fags. But I thought, so I'd go into the toilet and take my pants off and everything, smell them. And no, that's definitely not me. Smells off Lenore or Febreze. So I thought, what's going on here? Well, now for the past week, and again, only when I'm sitting in the big chair, I'm smelling candle wax. And I'm getting really confused now. What's going on with my head? It's not that I'm thinking of candles. I didn't think of cigarettes. There's no adverts on the television. Hasn't been for a while for cigarettes. So that didn't bring the fag reek smell about. What about the damp wood and the stale urine? And now I'm getting candle wax. Is this a sign of something? Does anyone else experience this? You know how I'm losing memory to a certain extent. You know, I can't remember names and things. It takes a while to come. But is this just a part of growing old? Or am I going doolally? What's the next smell going to be? Hey, well, don't worry, because I'm documenting them all. Because if it gets bad enough, I'm going to go to the docs and see. Like, do I need to see you or do I need to see a psychologist? Or who do I need to see? Not that the smells are... Well, I wouldn't say they're not bothering me. They are bothering me. Not that the smell itself or the thought of the smell is bothering me. It's the fact that it's doing it. Why is my brain bringing all these smells to me? You know. from nowhere and for no reason. I do not know. But we'll see how it happens anyway. See how it goes. So, very mixed bag of audio. But then again, I was listening to an excellent mixed bag of audio. And I've still loads to catch up on as well. So, if I haven't mentioned you, it's only because of two reasons. I haven't listened to your most recent audio, and so I can't reply or say anything. Or I did, and I forgot. The latter may be the best bet, knowing me. Okay. Bye for now.